Okay, thank you very much everybody for coming along to the presentation today relating to leasing. We've got a lot to get through in the next 35 minutes or so, but we will leave time for questions. We hope there will be some, but we'd really appreciate it if you could please leave those to the end. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brian Hartgen from Hartgen Consultancy. We're a company based in the UK, with a network of 32 product distributors across the United States, Canada, and other countries, selling a range of products exclusively designed for the screen reader Jaws for Windows. During the past 15 years, I've tried to develop products which fall into two categories. First, they must assist people with additional disabilities as well as visual impairment, together with individuals who have never used computers before and who struggle with tasks many of us take for granted. Second, I've always wanted people to be more productive with their computers and have pushed Jaws to its absolute limit to ensure that can happen. So when my wife Louise devised the concept of a product which would meet both of those criteria, it was clearly something I knew we had to produce.
Good morning everyone. My name is Louise Hartgen and I am responsible for product design at Hartgen Consultancy. And today I'd like to introduce you to a product we began developing in 2014. LEASY, which stands for Learn, Enable, Advance, So Easy, offers something for every person, no matter their computing ability. When I first started working with a Windows computer, I had very few training opportunities open to me, and I had no idea how to launch programs, how to work with documents or process email, and the internet was an unpredictable and incredibly scary place to be. As I became more confident, I often wished there were quicker and easier ways of carrying out everyday computing tasks, and that more applications were accessible. It was from these thoughts that LEASY was conceived.
LEASY was launched in December of 2014, and since that time, it's been very rewarding to see people come to us with no prior technical knowledge, but who nevertheless have had hopes and dreams of things that they would like to achieve. LEASY provides them with the solutions and then they take off. They thrive with what LEASY can do for them, helping them to fulfill their potential.
Now, when a person needs to learn how to use a computer for the very first time, he or she is confronted with a number of immediate difficulties. Learning the intricacies of the Windows operating system itself, which even for an experienced user can be quite complex, it's no small feat. Understanding synthetic speech, and if you think back to the days before we had eloquence, that could be quite difficult, and some people find eloquence itself a little bit robotic. And memorizing the large number of keystrokes involved to undertake screen reading. LEASY immediately reduces that learning curve, no matter the version of Windows being used. For the computer beginner, LEASY includes a very structured menu system containing the kind of tasks people would typically wish to carry out on a daily basis. Some of you may be able to see this menu on the computer monitor now. Items include write a document or letter, send or receive email, surf the internet, listen to the radio. And as you move further down the menu, there are options to work with some more advanced programs such as iTunes, Amazon's Kindle, Spotify, and even Facebook, Skype, and Twitter. To navigate the menu, which can be set to automatically appear when the computer is started, you use the up and down arrow keys or tap the initial letter of the item you want. You'll also find on this menu links to our own applications, including LEASY Connect, which is a full contact management system, LEASY Diary, which is a simple calendar for keeping track of appointments, and Lisi Audio, which is a program, which is a nice program for creating playlists.
Now, if you purchase our Lisi Total Package product, Lisi will even talk to you using her own voice.
Hi, I'm Lisi. What would you like to do? Write a document or letter?
Okay. If you need help at any time, you simply press the help key. But let's first of all navigate the menu so that you can hear Lisi speak in her own voice.
Check your email. Surf the internet. Scan printed material. Open Lisi search.
So it's very responsive. I'm just arrowing down at this point, and as soon as I do that or press any key for first letter navigation, she is right there. But as I said, you can press the help key located at the top right of a standard desktop keyboard. This help is context sensitive and will let you know how you can work with a specific situation.
You're in the main menu. Press the up or down arrow key to move through the available choices. Press the enter key to select the one you want. If you know what you're looking for, press the first letter of the menu option followed by the enter key.
So it is very context sensitive. There's no doubt at all that at some point a person is going to need to learn how to work with synthetic speech. Lisi helps with this by gently introducing the user to the concept of synthesized speech by mixing her own voice with synthetic prompts. So for example, let's now enter the menu item, write a document or letter. I'll just press the letter W to do that.
Write a document or letter.
Now, if I press enter.
What would you like to do? Create a document.
The first item on this menu, as you heard, is create a document. So, let me do that. I will press enter.
Create a document dialog. Please type the name you would like to give this document. Then press enter.
Okay, so it's asking what we want to call this particular document. Lisi is asking a question, what do we want to name the file? All questions are asked through the synthesizer that JAWS uses by default, so that the user, as I said, becomes introduced to synthetic speech. You'll also notice that a good deal of thought has gone into the design of Lisi, since the user is asked to name the file first, so there's then no risk of it not being saved with an appropriate title. So let's type in a file name, or type in CSUN 2016.
Just a moment while I create the document.
The document type is CSUN 2016. You can type text now.
So it's told us what it's called, and it said we can type text now. Lisi makes use of three keys on the keyboard so as to access its core function. These are the three keys to the right of F12 on a standard desktop keyboard. The Lisi main menu key, which we've already seen, will always take the user back to the main menu. In the event that the user is unsure what to do at any time, this provides a very good way of getting back to a known point. Next is the Lisi context menu key. So within all applications that Lisi supports, this brings into view a range of actions that you may like to perform, given the situation that you're working in.
What would you like to do? Insert today's date. Start reading from the current position. Start reading from the top of the document. Find text. Find the next instance of this text.
So they're all very common items that you might want to do in a word processor. Now, as you'll see from the options on this menu, Lisi really does take the novice computer user into account when it comes to word processing. Let me go back to the beginning here.
Start reading from insert today's date.
So here's insert today's date, and I'll press enter.
25/2016 has been inserted.
Okay, and it has been inserted. Let's just check the current line there.
25/2016.
And as we've previously discovered, the rightmost of these three keys provides context-sensitive help.
You are in a document. You can type and edit text here. To access the Lisi application menu, press the Lisi application menu key. From the menu, you can hear information about the document, change the way it looks, spell check it, and more. If you would like to access Lisi features more quickly, you can learn all the shortcut keys by pressing the Lisi key, then H.
Pressing the escape key from within a document at any time will automatically close the file and return focus eventually to the main menu. So if I press escape once...
What would you like to do? Insert today's date.
That's the Lisi application menu that we heard a moment ago. If I have to do it again...
What would you like to do? Create a document.
That's the main word processing menu. And once more...
What would you like to do? Write a document or letter.
So, as you can see, the Lisi easy-to-use menu system has been carefully thought out. Each program Lisi works with is driven by the menu system, and the user can always get back to a known point if things go wrong. But what if the computer beginner needs more help than is available in the program itself? Lisi Total Package contains a fully structured Daisy book. This is a full audio training session of more than 5 hours duration, which demonstrates how to use the computer from the point of switching it on. The user could listen to this on a Daisy player while working along with the tutor. If a particular section needs revisiting, it can easily be located or bookmarked. So in summary, Lisi uses mainstream computing applications, not those which are specially designed. The advantage of this is that when a person's skills level increases, they're not restricted by the technology, requiring the eventual learning of another screen reading tool or set of applications.
But what if you are an advanced computer user? Now, I suspect that there are people in this room who have been using JAWS for quite some time. So what functionality is available for you? Meet Lisi Advanced.
Lisi Advanced contains everything you've seen so far, with the exception that all menu items and help are delivered through synthetic speech. Our research has clearly demonstrated that even advanced users do find it difficult to remember large numbers of different keystrokes, so the menus are there if needed. However, keystrokes are available to access every single Lisi item directly without the need to use the menus if desired.
So why choose Lisi Advanced? Well, first and foremost, productivity. There used to be a session at CSUN, I remember it coming here years ago, called Dueling Windows, or where different screen reading products would be tested with specific tasks to see which was the best. I don't know if anyone remembers those or not. But if we undertook such a challenge today with a set of tasks, I guarantee that the Lisi user would considerably outpace the JAWS user in many areas. And we'll show you some of those productivity tools shortly. The second advantage is one of accessibility improvement. We have spent a lot of time enhancing the accessibility people can gain from programs such as iTunes, Spotify, Skype, Facebook, Dropbox, and others, so that you can focus less on struggling with accessibility implementation and concentrate more on the main purposes of the programs. You should know too that Lisi gives you complete control. With Lisi Advanced, Lisi stays right out of the way unless you activate the menu or issue another command with one of her hotkeys. But let's now show you just a few of the many features that Lisi contains.
Well, first of all, let's look at the net. So let's open a web page.
Welcome to Object Consultancy, Object Consultancy Internet Explorer. Please use Edit Level 2.
You'll notice that a specific place on the page has immediately been located. There's a little sound usually that you hear. That is done through a Lisi Alert. You can set up a Lisi Alert to set focus to any part of a page as soon as it is loaded, so that each time you visit it, you can read the information you want. For example, when I visit my internet banking site, I have Lisi Alert. If I took you there now, I would have a Lisi Alert that would take me to my bank balance. On second thoughts, that might not be such a very good idea at the moment.
So that's where all the money goes, is it? Right, okay, I'll make a note of that. But speaking of notes, for years, sighted people have been able to annotate pages in a book, perhaps for future reference. Now, as blind people, why shouldn't we have that ability? Well, we can do it now. We can annotate anything through a Lisi sticky note. Just find the line of text that you want to be reminded about and attach the Lisi sticky note to it. So, let me go through this web page. So, I'm going to put a sticky note on latest news. So, it's asking me to type the text for the Lisi sticky note. So, I'm going to type, here's some cool things coming up. And press enter. Right. Now, if I move away from that text, and arrow down, okay, so that's really, really good because it means that you can hear the sound, you can simply skim down the lines of text, and when you hear that sound, you know there is a sticky note coming up. So you can stop and listen to the announcement. So JAWS reads out the line of text first, and then you hear the text that you assigned to the sticky note. Maybe you do your grocery shopping online. You search for an item such as milk, and you attach a Lisi sticky note to it which says, I need to buy two of these. It's a weekly reminder. Each time you visit that product, you'll be reminded of it. But the sticky note doesn't need to be on a web page. It can be in a Word document, an email message, in your inbox, or in any area where text is displayed. So sticky notes could also be used as a training aid, perhaps to remind your student about what to do next when faced with a given situation.
It's a cool feature and one which gets used an awful lot by us two and by many of our customers, as we've heard a lot of times. Now, this is something else rather cool. If you have text which you need to reproduce on a regular basis, or maybe you just want to store information such as a shopping list or product serial number, then chances are you would want to use a Lisi text. You can select the item from a convenient list and pressing enter on it will paste it into a text edit area. Brian will just show you how to do this now.
So let me close down this web page.
Desktop portal.
And here we are. I'm going to get into good old Notepad. And I'm going to go through an example of creating a signature, because this is something that people would typically want to do to insert their name, their job title maybe, and maybe the website of the organization they work for. So let me type yours sincerely, Brian Hartgen, Hartgen Consultancy, www.hartgen.org. Right, now I'm going to select all of that text, copy it to the clipboard, and I'm going to create a Lisi text. It's asking me what I want to name this in the future. Well, it's my signature. I'm going to type signature here and press enter. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. Let me clear the text off here now. And I'm going to go back to my list of Lisi texts that I've created. And I've only got one. but I'm going to press enter on it.
Text inserted.
And it said text inserted. Now, what have we got?
Top of that, yours is yours.
Okay, so there's the text, and there's no limit as to the amount of text you can store in one of these.
Now, you heard Brian say something maybe, or rather you heard Lisi saying something about abbreviations. You can make an abbreviation for something that you made into a leasy text. You can type an abbreviation you've assigned to this, and it's a little bit like using a form of shorthand.
So we've got our one leasy text here, which is our signature. Now what we're going to do is we're going to assign it to a series of characters, and whenever we type those characters, Leasy is going to be instructed to reproduce all that text. So let me again clear this away.
Select it. When?
And I'll bring up my list of Leasy texts.
Please select the Leasy text for which you wish to create. Modify or remove abbreviation dialog. List 1, list 2, signature 1-1.
And here we have the one item, our press enter.
Store abbreviation dialog. Please enter the series of characters for the abbreviation. Then press enter if you wish to view the curve of abbreviation. Please leave it in the edit field and press escape edit.
Okay, so I'm going to type SIG. So whenever I type SIG, followed by a keystroke, the idea is that it's going to be reproduced. So I do that now and press enter.
Abbreviation created SIG.
And it said abbreviation created SIG. So we know exactly what to expect.
When?
So let's type SIG and the keystroke.
Signature inserted.
And it said signature inserted. So let's.
Now, there is no limit as to the amount of text that can be attached to a VC text, as Brian said before. So if you have paragraphs of text that you have to put into documents on a regular basis, signature thing is cool because if you work in a business, you're doing that a zillion times a day. It's just such a cool thing to have. I use it all the time. Our customers love it. And we hope that if you get a chance to try out Leasy, that you'll love it too. Now here's another thing. Copying files or folders from one location to another, particularly if they don't follow consecutively, is often really tricky. And Leasy tags makes the process absolutely simple.
So let me close this notepad document down and go into a folder here. So I've got a folder containing music files, audio files, and of course what you could do if they follow consecutively, if you wanted to copy them or cut them somewhere else or even delete them, you could hold down the shift key and you could press down arrow multiple times. Now, while it is possible to do non-consecutive items with the keyboard, it is quite tricky, and you could easily let go of the control key by mistake. Let's show you how we do it with Leasy. So here's the first item. I'm going to tag it. Okay. We don't want the second one. And we want the third one. And tag it. And we'll do one more. We'll do number five. Okay, and we should be able to hear those back. Yes, we do hear all of those back, and that's exactly what we want to copy somewhere else. So I'm going to copy it with Control C as you normally would. And it said, let's browse to the folder we want to copy the items to. So let's do that. Here I have an empty folder. We'll paste them in. So we've got 01, 03, and 05. So it's lovely when technology works.
And that's not all, folks. To highlight some of the many other features in Leasy, you can more easily select text without having to hold down the shift key and possibly lose your place. Easily copy an email address for a message with a single keystroke. You can benefit from significant improvements to access within the Microsoft Outlook calendar. That's one of our most popular features. Use a substitute for the Windows clipboard to paste text segments in any order you like. Easily check your Dropbox file transfer status. Quickly change the computer's volume level with keystrokes. Quickly access often used files, folders, or web pages from any application you like. And so much more. I'd be here well over time if I tried to document everything because there are over 50 unique features for the Leasy Advanced user.
But to end our presentation, let's turn to two of Leesy's most popular innovations. Leesy Search allows you to find information no matter the application that you're working within. You can quickly search for books from a number of online library catalogues, including NLS Bard, Bookshare and Audible, information on Google or Wikipedia, products on Amazon or eBay, and videos on YouTube. Now, when searching on Amazon or eBay, not only can you select by department, but also Leesy detects the country in which you live, so she loads the store for you automatically. I'm going to demonstrate a little of this, but I'm not going to chance the reliability of the Wi-Fi network here. But I can at least let you see what it's like. So I'm going to bring up Leesy Search. So we've got Amazon,
eBay, Google,
Wikipedia,
YouTube,
and so on. So let's go back to Google,
Amazon, eBay, Google,
and press Enter. So it's asking what we want to search for on Google, and what would happen if we were to type something in here and press enter, it would do a search on Google and it would place the virtual cursor on the first result. And that's often a problem for people. Even a basic search like that has advantages. It's often difficult for people to bring up the Google website, find the search edit field, submit their search, and then locate the start of the search results. That last point is quite a telling one. It really is quite difficult for some people to manage. So Leesy makes that a very, very simple process.
And finally, in our demonstration, there has been and still is a real buzz on social media, particularly, about a feature we added to Leesy last year, and this is our Leesy Games module. Within products similar to Leesy, there is a tendency to include games which are what we might call traditional. Now, these are usually card games, crossword puzzles, and those with a limited range of speech and sound effects. And while there's absolutely nothing wrong with this approach, they don't encourage, really, a person to develop keyboarding or listening skills, nor do they enhance a sense of furthering orientation. While, with very kind permission of external sources, we've included a number of such games, we set out last year to develop a range of high-quality audio games which are fun to play, where there is no combating between characters. That's a key point which we've been asked for and which I think separates our games from other kind of games that are available and which are easy to play from a keyboarding standpoint while being challenging in every other respect. Absolutely no expense has been spared. We've commissioned the very best and most talented programmers to construct the games based on our original designs. And all these programs that we're using, incidentally, are blind. We also use the very best music engine we can buy and the very best and top quality themes that they provide. We're very pleased to be working with EliasSoftware.com.
The most ambitious of our games is undoubtedly My Country Place, which is a farm simulation game. You're responsible for a farm consisting of 20 plots of land. You can lay out your crops in whichever way you like. You can raise a large variety of crops. You can buy animals, build farm buildings, buy machinery to improve crop yields, and furnish your house with the best that money can buy. Now, each year there are tasks to perform together with new challenges to meet, and you'll see your farm grow as you improve your skills at farming. So what we'll do now is we'll just run a very quick PowerPoint presentation about My Country Place.
This is my country place, the one I always dreamed of. I can give it a name.
Welcome to Eden Vale.
There are 10 normal fields and 10 large fields. I must decide which crops to sow.
Select the type of crop you wish to plant: apples, barley, black-eyed peas, cherries, clover, corn.
I can buy animals for my farm: cows, goats, sheep. I even have chickens. But I must learn to care for them properly. That's my cell phone text alert. I couldn't get along without my texts that come in throughout the year. They tell me when things need doing.
Your mixed vegetable market garden needs spraying. Your oats need spraying. Your sugar beets need spraying. Your apples need pruning. Your lemons need pruning and your strawberries need spraying.
My crops need a lot of care. Fertilizing. Spraying. Pruning. Watering. Taking care of them isn't always easy. There are always challenges to overcome. But if I stay on top of my yearly tasks, I can bring in a good harvest. That's my combine harvester. I saved up to buy it, and lots of other farm machinery too. It helped make the money to build a juicing plant, a dairy, and even a winery, so that my farm could make more money. And here's what I spent the money on.
Main hall.
This is my house. When I first came here, this house was an empty shell. Now it's beautiful. I can cook in the kitchen, watch TV and play games in the living room. And best of all, relax in my sunroom after a stressful year. And where is my country place? It's right here on my PC. And you can have one exactly like it when you play My Country Place from Leesy Games.
We hope that you've enjoyed hearing about Leesy. We look forward to developing it further this year. For the computer beginner, apart from delivering real human speech to aid the transition to synthetic voices, he or she will not outgrow the product. There's something for everyone. Indeed, Leesy wants users to grow in confidence and take advantage of the large number of features for the power user. Please do take a look at our website at hartgen.org. We've also got some business cards here if you'd like to get them at the end of the session. And you can find out what people are saying about Leesy, even those who have been using screen readers for decades.
We would like the next generation not only to learn about computing, but to gain powerful screen reading skills so as to be job ready. You may have noticed that Freedom Scientific have, during this conference, let us know that they have collaborated with the American Printing House for the Blind to provide JAWS at a much lower cost to parents of children and students in K-12. We too have significantly reduced the cost of Leesy and our JDictate products as well. So we're delighted to announce today that if JAWS is being used by a child or young person, both products will be half the usual cost. When the product is purchased, all future upgrades are available at no additional charge.
We hope that's really, really great news and will allow particularly not only children and young people to learn how to use computers, particularly if they're having difficulties, but as Louise said, particularly to improve their productivity skills, so to be job ready. So in summary, there are two Leesy products. Leesy Total Package contains everything that you've seen today, including the Real Human Speech and also the Getting Started Daisy book. Leesy Advanced contains all the functionality that you've seen, except that it doesn't contain the human speech or the Daisy book. All menus and shortcut keys are available, it's just that they're delivered using synthetic speech. At the moment, the products are on sale, so with Lisi total package, today's dollar rate, that is $106, and with just Lisi Advanced, that is $70 today. Thank you ever so much for coming along to our presentation today. We very much appreciate it. And if you would like to ask any questions, we'd be very happy to answer them. Thank you very much. Any questions?
I have a question. What does Lisi do? I heard you say you talked about Spotify and iTunes.
What does it do?
What does it do for those?
Right, okay. Spotify has been notoriously difficult to access. It really has, reliably. And so what we've done is we've modified the interface so that people can move through their search results, for example, in a vertical list. It's very easy to create your own playlists. You can shuffle songs, you can identify the title, you can easily search for and browse albums. It's all in a very simple, easy to understand way. And we do have documentation, a tutorial to go with it, which explains how to do a lot of these things. The same is true of iTunes. People were a little bit frustrated, for example, when the iTunes sidebar went. That was quite a few versions ago now. We've tried to recreate that. So we've given people menus and shortcut keys as well, above and beyond anything that Apple provide, to allow you to get to where you need to be within the program, because it is a large program. And hopefully, as I said, we can make the whole process of buying items, working with your music and so on, much easier.
Thank you.
There's a lady there.
Okay, another question?
So what if I'm on a laptop and I don't have the three keys after?
Okay, no problem at all. We have a facility called the Lisi Manager, which allows you to set up different aspects of Lisi. We'd like you to be able to control it. And one of those controllable options is to allow you to change those three keys. So often for our customers, as you say, they have laptops, they don't have those keys on them, not a problem. You can change them to whatever you want. Okay, any more? Okay, well, thank you very much
thank
once again.
Thank you very much indeed for coming. It's lovely
to see you.
Thank you.